Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at one of the most common questions we hear from people getting into real estate. Do you need the certificate of registration or the full license? And what is the difference?
This one trips up a lot of people, even people who have already started looking at courses.
It does. But once you get it clear, the whole career path makes a lot more sense. So let's start at the top.
Break it down.
The certificate of registration is the entry point. It is the first qualification you get, and it lets you work inside a real estate agency under a licensed agent.
So you can actually be in the industry, doing real work.
Exactly. With registration, you can run open homes, deal with buyers and renters, prepare listings, support a sale. That is real hands-on work from day one.
But there is a ceiling on it.
There is. You cannot work independently. You operate as part of a licensed agency, and someone who holds the full license is above you. You are not the licensee.
Which, for a beginner, is actually fine. You are still learning the trade.
That is the whole design of it. You have the safety net of a licensed agent while you find your feet.
So what does the full license actually give you that registration does not?
The full license lets you work independently, take responsibility for transactions in your own name, and in most states, open and run your own agency. It is the qualification of the person in charge, not the person learning the ropes.
And it takes more study to get there.
It does. Where the entry registration is a small set of units, the full license runs through a Certificate 4. And if you want to manage or run an agency, you go on to a diploma after that. More time, more cost.
Which is why most people do not start there.
Right. The article lays out three solid reasons why registration comes first for nearly everyone. The first is that it is quicker and cheaper. You can finish it in a matter of weeks, online and self-paced, for a fraction of what the full license costs.
So you are not in study mode for months before you can even apply for your first job.
Exactly. Which connects to the second reason. Registration gets you working and earning. You take your first role, draw an income, and learn on the job rather than only through a course.
That is a big deal. Real experience running alongside the study.
And the third reason is that it is lower risk. It gives you a way to confirm real estate actually suits you before you commit to the longer qualification.
What happens to the study you've done when it's time to upgrade? Do you start from scratch?
No, and this is worth knowing. The units you complete for registration generally count toward the full license when you upgrade later. Each step builds on the last. Nothing you study is wasted.
Okay, let's talk state names, because I know this is where people get confused. The same thing seems to be called something different everywhere.
It is, and the article is upfront about it. The concept is exactly the same in every state, but the labels are different. In NSW and the ACT, the entry registration is called the Class 3 Assistant Agent. The latter then runs through Class 2 Agent and up to Class 1 Licensee in Charge.
And in Queensland?
In QLD, the entry level is called the Real Estate Salesperson, and you move up to the Real Estate Agent license from there.
Victoria.
Vic calls the entry course the Agent's Representative, and then you progress to the Estate Agent license.
Different words, same path.
Same path everywhere. So if you are new to real estate and want your first job, you start with the registration. If you are already working in an agency and want to go independent or open your own office, you go for the full license.
So for most people listening to this right now, it is registration first.
For nearly everyone. It gets you in the door, gets you earning, and the work you put in counts toward the upgrade when you're ready. The article also makes the point that you can follow this path and be earning the whole way through.
I like that framing. You are not waiting until you are fully qualified to start building a career.
Exactly. And the article is worth reading in full because it also includes a simple decision guide and links to the relevant pathways for each state.
What is the one thing to do after listening to this?
Go to the Archer Institute website and find the Start a Real Estate Career pathway for your state. That will show you exactly which course applies to where you are right now.
And if you want to talk it through with someone, you can call the Australian-based team directly.
The number is 1800 069 273. Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real support here in Australia. The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and the team on that number can confirm exactly which course you need.
Good place to start.